God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Edmond. We thank you for tuning in on tonight. You're with the Gospel Truth broadcast. And at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward a word of prayer. And Evangelist Sheila Hameen will lead us in our opening prayer. With our minds on the Lord, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for blessing us, O God. And we come before you right now, humbling our hearts, O Lord, asking you to look down upon us in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we pray that you will stretch forth your mighty hand.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Touch us, O Lord. Touch our minds, God, and touch our hearts. We need a blessing tonight, Lord Jesus. We need strength and we need encouragement. We need you, Lord, to hold our hand, oh God, and to walk by our side. Oh,
Lord,
we pray right now that you will strengthen our faith. Help us, Lord, to believe you, to take you at your word, to trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart. Lord, and we just ask that you will intervene tonight, that you will make your holy visitation, that you will visit everyone who is tuned in to this broadcast tonight.
Yes,
that you will let a special blessing come upon us, Lord. Pour out the blessing, God, and let the blessing overtake us. In the mighty name of Jesus,
in the name
Lord, we're depending on you, and we're looking unto you, Lord. We are asking you to send forth your word tonight. Oh, my God, let your word have free course. Send your anointing, Lord. We are praying, God, that you will destroy the yokes of bondage, that you will loose the shackles, oh, my God.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, bind the enemy on all sides. Rebuke his works right now, God. Destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord, and keep us in your will. We're asking you to save souls, oh, my Lord Jesus. Let your word go forth. Let it break up the hearts of the people in the name of Jesus. Cause somebody, Lord, to turn from their ways. Cause somebody, Lord God, to come to you and surrender unto you, Lord. Help somebody tonight.
Help, Lord Jesus.
To you, my God. Help, Lord Jesus, one that's in trouble and cannot find their way. Have mercy tonight.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Have mercy, oh God.
Have mercy,
we pray
Lord.
For the bereaved families, Lord.
Yes,
asking you to comfort and console them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be close to those families. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Do wonders, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to continue to bless this broadcast. Let your name be glorified. Let the powers of God be revealed. We are asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. For that opening prayer, coming to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And now we will have our scripture reading from Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Praise God. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for the prayer. I will be reading from the 100th number of Psalms. That's the 100th number of Psalms. And I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Thank God for the entire 100 number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Can we give God a praise? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSPCG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. Jada McBride, Miss Carol, as well as a pastor from, who pastors a church in Camden, New Jersey, the Lord knows. Amen. And we have Tamaja Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacey Kellum and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Cheryl Edmond, Sarita Logan, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, and Jermaine Uri. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. As well as anybody who's requesting prayer, we want to pray for them as well. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm thankful for the Lord blessing us to tune back into the gospel truth. Amen. Broadcast. And I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank God for that opening scripture that was read. Praise the Lord. It's so important that we understand that we have a right to bless the name of the Lord. We have a right to praise him no matter what's happening in our lives, no matter what the enemy is up to, what he's doing. We don't have to sit there and take it. Praise God. But we have the right to get up and serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let him make you sit down and be sad, but just think on the word of God. For God, he's a good God, and he is merciful.
Yes, amen.
He will have mercy upon us, and he will help us. So we don't have to worry just sitting there and looking at all the things going on in our lives and what's happening around us, the Lord, but the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Open your mouth wide and give God the praise. It doesn't matter if you're sick in your body. You can open your mouth and give God the praise. You have a right to praise him. Amen. Praise God. If you bog down and the enemy is constantly pouncing on you and loading you up with all kinds of things, you have a right to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You have a right to praise God.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Don't let him steal your praise. Don't
Amen.
Let him steal your joy. Praise be to God. He does not care about you. He doesn't want to do anything but make you sad and make you lose out with God.
Yes.
The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I'm encouraging you tonight to make a joyful noise and let the praises ring out.
Amen.
And when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Amen.
That's what you have to focus on. Don't focus on how things look and how they feel, but just send up the praises. When the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Amen.
God is a God of his word, and he will bless us. Praise the Lord. I'm excited, and I feel like praising God. I don't know about
praise
you,
him,
but I have a thank praise you on the inside.
Go ahead and praise him.
Praise out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to your name,
bless
Lord.
Your name, Lord.
Because God is worthy to
yes,
be praised
he is.
From the rising of the sun until the going
hallelujah.
Down of the same. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. And if I were you, I wouldn't hold back. I wouldn't stay
yes.
quiet, but I would go forth and praise him every chance I get. Lord, thank you, Lord. But I can only go for myself. I'm
yes.
encouraging you to come on and go with me. Go with
yes.
me in praises, lifting
amen.
Up the name of Jesus,
yes.
giving God the glory. In everything we do, we ought to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. My soul is just overjoyed for what the Lord is doing. Praise
amen.
God. In the midst of adversity, while the enemy is constantly fighting and trying everything he can to destroy us.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. I thank
amen.
God for this radio broadcast. I thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. And I'm praying that God will continue to bless you. And I encourage you to keep on tuning in and to also feel free to praise the Lord with us. To
amen.
Glorify God with us. No need to sit there and be quiet. But you
amen.
Can get involved. Amen. And you can
amen.
Lift up the name of Jesus. So
yes.
truly we thank the Lord for all things. And at this time, the word of God is about to come forth. And we ask that you will prepare your heart to receive the word from the Lord. Listen. Open your ears that you may hear the voice of the Lord speaking directly to you. And we ask you to pray along with the speaker and also pray for her as she brings forth the word on tonight. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless Evangelist Maybelle.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the beautiful exhortation coming through Evangelist Amin, exhorting us to praise the Lord. Now, before we go into the Word of God, I believe we have Evangelist Reeve on the line with us. So we want her to give us a selection.
Amen.
And go ahead and praise the Lord.
Amen. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
amen.
We hear
you. Oh, okay, amen. God bless. I want to give an honor to God. I want to thank him for my life. I want to thank him for placing you guys in my life, my family. I ask that you guys lift me up in prayer.
Yeah.
I'm having some injuries, back issues and things like that, where I had to get some shots, you know, some epidural shots and things like that. But I'm still trusting God for the progress.
Yeah.
So I'm asking that you all keep me lifted. Amen. And
yeah.
I'm just going to just sing a little bit of, it's an old song, it's an old song back in the day, but I just was singing it all day in my spirit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to just give up, but you just got to know that some things are just for God, not for you. You have to get out of his way sometimes
yeah.
and let him just do it. Just reach out and cry out to God for your deliverance, for to be saved, you know, and you know, all that, you know, so you could be the woman or man that God has you to be. Amen.
Yes.
No one knows like I know how hard I try and still make a mess of my life.
Go ahead, sing it.
I still make a mess of my life without Christ. If I can make my own self happy, don't you know, you know, I would have done it by now. But I'm crying, oh Lord, I need you, oh Lord, I need it now. I need your Holy Spirit right now. You're the one. You're the only one who has perfect insight. You're the only one who has perfect insight to everything that I need. I need you, Lord. I can't do it all by myself. And that's one thing, and that's to depend on no one else. Cause I'm crying to you, oh Lord. I'm crying to you, oh Lord. Cause I need it now. I've got to have you. I need your spirit, your Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen.
God bless you all. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Hallelujah,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Praise Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for that selection coming through Evangelist Reeby. And that is an old song. I remember those words. I still make a mess of my life. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
How many know sometimes we try to work it out ourselves and we just make a mess of everything. But God knows how to deliver. Prayer before we go into the word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you will sing your word, sing your anointing, take full control, touch and bless, save, heal, and forgive. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. My title tonight is A Need for Deliverance. And my theme is, God can do it. Praise the Lord. I heard that sister say, mention something about that deliverance. Sometimes our bodies get afflicted and we need deliverance. Well, God's got it and God can do it. Let's go to the book of St. John, the 9th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents,
that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And then Jesus began to go on to say, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which were before, had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, a little bit, 10th verse, therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? Now at the beginning, Jesus came by, and I believe this young man, he wanted to be delivered. He was blind from his mother's birth, and they wanted to know who did sin. And that's the way it is. People will look at you and say, oh, they must have sinned. That's why they have this affliction upon them. And so the disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind like this? But Jesus began to speak and said, neither have this man sinned nor his parents. None of them had sinned, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And then going down to the 11th verse, he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus, he made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They wanted to know where Jesus was, this man that the blind man was talking about. He said, I know not. I don't know where he went. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. So they brought him to the Pharisees. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore, said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. That's just like the devil. Oh, my God. And the Bible says, others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him, that he have opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. They didn't even believe that the man had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him, saying, is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Of who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. The parents was letting the Pharisees and the Jews know, ask him. He's of age, let him speak for himself. And then he says, these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore, would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto him, why, herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard, any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Glory to God. A need for deliverance. The blind man had born from his birth, born blind. He needed deliverance. And he believed on this man, Jesus, when he told him to go to the pool of Siloam and watched. He went on and did what thus saith the Lord. Why did he do it? Because he believed that he would be healed from his blindness. Therefore, we have to take God at his word when he tells us to believe on him, as the scripture has said. If we believe him and do what he says, God knows he will deliver us. He will save, filled with the Holy Ghost. And it doesn't matter what matter of affliction that may be in your body. God can deliver. Deliver means to save. Hallelujah. And Jesus, he can save you out of your affliction, to set free. He can set you free. If you're blind, he can set you free. He can make you see, because God is still working miracles. He's a miracle worker. He'll do just what he said he would do. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Peter when his mother-in-law fell sick. Hallelujah. And they told Jesus about it. And Jesus went, hallelujah, and he began to heal her body. And she was able to get up and minister to Jesus and the disciples. He's a miracle worker. I said, God, he can do it. If nothing too hard for my God to do, he can do everything. Job tried him, and he said he can do everything. Thank you, Jesus, that
his word, I will restore health unto you. Glory to God. Though you be a castaway, God, he said he would restore health. Hallelujah. I believe the word says, he that healeth, glory to God, I am he that healeth. Thank you, Jesus. God can heal. I don't care what the affliction is in your body. God can do it. He can heal from the cancer. We heard the testimonies of the different ones who God healed them from the cancer, healed them from breast cancer, healed them from stomach cancer. Glory, glory. He can heal. He can do it. Hallelujah. We just have to take God at his word and believe him. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Glory to God. Just turn it over to the Lord and let him work it out. Let him fix it in your life. Let Jesus save you from your sins. Let him bring you out of your wretchedness. Let Jesus come into your life. He'll make you brand new. Jesus, he will save you. He'll to the uttermost. He'll make a way for you to be saved. God can do it. If you need a deliverance, just turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. He will do it. He'll do it. Yes, he will. He made a promise. Glory to God. In the word of God, he tells us how he can heal, how he can deliver, how he can forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. But you got to turn it over. Turn it over to the Lord, because he can do it and he can work it out. Jesus proved himself to those who were standing around. They didn't believe what God did. They tried to pretend that this guy wasn't even blind. But his parents knew that he was blind from his birth. Hallelujah. They didn't know who it was that healed his body. They knew that his body was healed because he was able to see. That's the kind of God that we serve. We got to turn it over to our Lord. And Jesus, he will work it out. I'm a witness that Jesus can heal. I gave the testimony where I had a tumor in my leg, and the doctors wanted to operate. But I went to my minister and asked for prayer. And the minister prayed. I mean, he laid hands and he prayed for me. Hallelujah. And I felt the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you, we went forth in the praises. We began to praise God. There was a soul on the altar who was tarrying for the Holy Ghost. And he came through. And when the soul came through, we both was on the floor. And now who received the Holy Ghost, me or him? Because we both was going for him. I'm telling you, the Lord healed my body. There was no more pain. And even to this day, I have no pain. I went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, it's not bothering you, so we're not going to bother it. Hallelujah. There was no need to be operated on because the pain was gone. Hallelujah. And I've been healed for decades now. No problem. Glory to God. I can still praise the Lord. I can go forth in the dance, shouting and praising my God.
for the work that he has done in my life. He can do it. God, I said God can do it. Whatever you need him to do, he can do it. He's here to deliver. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what ailment is in your body. God, I said God, he can do it. Somebody said God is not working miracles, but I want the devil to know that he's a liar, because God is still working miracles, and he will do it for you. Glory to God. The Lord is able. He's an able God. Glory to God. In the book of St. Matthew, the 8th chapter and the 16th verse, it reads, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast them out. Hallelujah. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. God, oh my God, he knew Jesus. Jesus healed all of them that was sick. The Bible says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And yes, he did. He took on our infirmities and he bore our sickness. Hallelujah. But Jesus, I said, Jesus, he is a deliverer. He will come to your rescue when you get in trouble. Jesus will be right there to get you out of trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. Though the waters roar, hallelujah, though the mountains be moved out of their place, my God is able. He's a deliverer. Hallelujah. He will set you free. He will bring you out. Glory to God. Going to the word of God. In Daniel, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse, said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Hallelujah. They made a decree that if they found anyone praying to their God, that they should be cast into the burning fire furnace. Hallelujah. That fiery furnace. But Daniel, he wasn't afraid. God, he kept praying. He prayed anyway. At the same time, each day, he went down in prayer. And they went back and told the king about it. Hallelujah. You have some snitches. You have people waiting to go back and tell different things on you. Just like they did Jesus. They said, this man is a devil, casting out devils. But Jesus was the Son of God. He was working miracles. He was doing the work of his Father who had sent him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They wanted Daniel to that golden image, but he refused to serve the devil and worship idol gods. Hallelujah. So they took Daniel down. They told on Daniel, and they took him on down that he might be cast into the fiery furnace. But when they cast him in, a miracle took place. Hallelujah. God delivered. darkness. Hallelujah. Somebody said they looked in to the fiery furnace and they thought they put three in, but there was four walking around. Hallelujah. The fourth one looked like the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord went into the fiery furnace right along with Daniel, and God delivered him out of that furnace for you and I. He will deliver us out of our fiery furnace. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble. Hallelujah. And it takes God to get us out because we make a mess of things. But God, he comes to our rescue. He helps us and he delivers us out of our fiery furnace. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God that we serve. God can't deal with it. Man can't deal with it. But God can. I know a man that can deliver. I know a man that can save. I know a man that can set free from your sins. Jesus is his name. His name is Jesus. And I can say of the truth, I know the man. I know the man called Jesus because I tried him for myself. And I found him to be true to his word. That's how I know. I know that God is yet working miracles. He's a miracle worker, and he's a deliverer, and he can do everything, whatever we need him to do. God can do it. Jeremiah, the Lord spoke to him and said, be not afraid of their faces. God called Jeremiah and told him that he was sending him. Glory to God, he sent him to a rebellious, a stiff-necked, hallelujah, people who wouldn't hear. But God sent him anyway, and he told them to be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. God delivered Jeremiah. Jeremiah went on and gave the word of God and spoke the words that God put in his mouth, and God delivered him. Hallelujah. And he'll do the same for us if we do his will, if we speak his words, if we trust in him. God will do it. He can do everything, whatever we need him to do. My God will do it. Going over to Jeremiah 39:17-18, said, but I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, shall not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Is your trust in God? Are you looking to the Lord, or are you looking to man, or are you looking to some natural thing to deliver you? No one can deliver you, do everything. There's nothing too hard for our God. I thank God for his word. His word is true. If you need healing for your body, those souls who are requesting prayer, oh, my God is able to deliver. He's able to save to the utmost. He's able to move that affliction. He's able to show the spouses exactly what is going on in your body. Hallelujah. I don't care how many doctors you've already been to. My God, it out of your lungs. He can open up the blinded eyes. He can heal from all manner of diseases. God can. He can do it. Turn it over to Jesus. Let him do it for you. Let him fix it for you. Let him heal your body. God made the body. He knows all about it. He knows how to heal the back. Glory to God. He can heal you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet if you just trust him and take him at his word. Don't doubt God. I don't care what man says. He might say, there is no healing. Hallelujah. No, but you trust in God and take God at his word. God can do it. He can move it out of your body. He can save to the uttermost. But you got to turn it over to him and believe on him and let him fix it in your life. When the Holy Ghost get control and the Spirit of God begin to move in your body, hallelujah, he can move you and you will be able to bend, hallelujah, to move, to get around, hallelujah, to lift things. Glory to God. You'll be able to shout the victory and say, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. Glory to God. I thank him right now for what he has already done. God can lift that heavy burden. He can strengthen you where you're weak. He can build you up where you're torn down. I'm reminded of a soul. Hallelujah. The Lord led me to send them a card. Hallelujah. And put some money in it. Glory to God. I sent the card, and they received the card. And when I saw them, they said, that was right on time. Cry. Hallelujah. They said they were going through something, and God knew what they were going through. Hallelujah. I didn't know what they were going through, but God knew. But I did what he laid on my heart to do. And that soul gave the testimony. Hallelujah. Testimony of victory. Glory to God. See, that's the kind of God that we serve. When Jesus did what his father bid him to do, hallelujah, the souls was healed. The souls was forgiven. The souls believed on him, as the scripture had said. Hallelujah. The souls was delivered. They were saved from their sins. Glory to God. That's the kind of God we serve. We got to take him at his word and just believe on him. As the scripture has said, there may be somebody out there right now that's going through something. You don't know how you're going to get through it. No, how the way is going to be made. But God, I said, God, he can do it. Just turn it over to him. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for every soul. We pray that you touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to go down the prayer list. Every name that's listed on the prayer list, you know all about them, Lord. Tanaja Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacy Kellum, and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Titus Edmond Sr., heal his body, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Help him, Jesus. Open his blinded eyes. Heal his body. Look on Sister Cheryl, Sarita Logan, Francis Quinones, Cynthia Taylor, Jamel Urie, Jay
Jesus.
Go into the body. Heal the body, O Lord. Pray to the uttermost, O Lord. We know you're able, O Lord. We know you got the power, O Lord. We know you can do it, O Lord. We're dependent on you, and we're taking you at your word. Your word is true, Lord. Help us, O Lord. Help right now, Lord. We want you to continue to touch and bless those souls, O Lord. Somebody want to go higher, Lord. We want you to touch them, O Lord. Take them higher, O Lord. Help them, Lord, to believe on you, Lord. Help them to take you at your word, knowing your word is true. Your word cannot fail. Hallelujah. Move, Jesus. Set the captive free. Oh, my God. Heal, Lord, the brokenhearted, those who are going through things. Hallelujah. Those who don't know which way to go. Hallelujah. Those with the mental situation going on in their lives. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Heal the mind. Heal the soul, oh Lord. Jesus, convert some soul. Sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh Lord. Bless the day, Lord. Prove yourself. Manifest yourself more, Lord. Those who need a way made, make the way out of no way, oh Lord. We know you're a way maker. Oh, my God, you're a door opener. Help somebody to come to you before it's too late. You said, come unto you, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And you said, I will give them rest. Help them to come to you, Lord. Help them, Jesus, before it's too late, Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to run for their lives. Oh, my God, let them know we're living in the last days and time is running out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, look on those souls over in Israel, in Gaza. Have mercy on the people. Save, Lord. Deliver, Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. We know you're merciful, God. Look on the Palestinians. Have mercy on them, Lord. Spare the souls. Spare their lives. Help them to seek your face, O Lord. Help them to turn back to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want you to go over into India. Touch your souls that are dying. Oh, my God, those who are ravaged with the COVID virus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Jesus. Save to the uttermost, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver them. In the name of Jesus, we want you to move, Lord, from house to house, from city to city, from state to state, hallelujah, throughout this country, of the United States. We want you to move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move in the White House, Lord. Clean it out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on Satan. Oh, my God, he come for no good, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind his evil works, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, he seek to hinder your people, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to do your will. We want to please you. In the name of Jesus, take full control, oh Lord. Bind Satan and his works. Help us, oh Lord, to do thy will, to speak your words, and to do and say what you give us to say and do. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon each and every soul that is on this broadcast, that you will grant their petition according to thy will. And we say thank you, Jesus, because we believe you right now, Lord. And we thank you. We don't see the way, but we believe you in faith. And we thank you right now, Lord. Thank
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the deliverance, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We give glory and honor to thy name. We give praises to the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
glory,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, glory to your name, Jesus, bless your holy name, Lord, bless the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for everything that you've already done. And my God,
yes,
we give you praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this prayer. Thank you for this broadcast. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. At this time,
amen,
we will turn this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his word. Thank
amen.
God for that powerful message. An
amen.
On-time and very timely message. Praise be to God, letting us know that there's a need for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. God can do it. I thank God. I truly praise God for the anointing tonight, and I thank God for the prayer and how the Lord
amen.
Just touched. I thank the Lord for every one of you who have tuned in. I'm encouraging you to accept the word. God works a miracle. The blind man, he was blind from his mother's womb. Praise the Lord, but God did it for him because God had a purpose and a time. He did it in so many different occasions in the Bible. God did it for the people of God. And I thank the Lord for just to hear this beautiful message on this evening. And at
amen.
This time, we're going to give way for remarks. Praise be to God. God bless. If Evangelist on the line would care to give remarks, you may do so.
Amen. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I was on mute. But I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about a word for a need for deliverance, saying God can do it. Truly the beautifully encouraging message. Then maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Anyone else care to give remarks? Thank God for this broadcast on tonight. We thank God for the moving of his spirit. Again, we thank God for each one of you for tuning in. May the Lord continue to bless you. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May. Thank God for that word.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this opportunity. We thank the Lord for every one of you on this broadcast. And we thank Evangelist Reedy for being on this broadcast with us and for the song that she sang. She didn't know what message I had, but and that testimony she gave, but he spoke right to
amen.
It. So,
amen.
Take God at his word. He can do it.
Amen.
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 Would you like to give remarks?
I just want to thank God for you all, and I'll keep me listening, and I'll keep you also listening.
Praise the Lord. Thank the
amen.
Lord. Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broad thing that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. And we will be back here again on Sunday night, if the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. And we look forward to you being with us again. And if that's it, this brings the broadcast to a close. And Lord's will, just keep us in your prayer. If that's
amen.
All.
Amen. Everyone be blessed.
This brings the broadcast
to a close. God bless you. Good night.
God bless.